This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
USA! USA, that's the answer to that question.
Land with countless
dreams, but I tell you what, those dreams are under attack, ladies and gentlemen. So what do we do about it? And a lot of messages coming in supporting the truck drivers in Canada. Texter says, I'm a truck driver. I support the convoy strictly against the mandates. I am pro-vaccine, but the mandates are garbage. I'd be interested in more information regarding the reports of Nazi flags being flown in Ottawa and what violence PayPal is shutting their account down over. They've also set up another donation account through another site. We mentioned that earlier. Again, we've talked to people on the ground there. I would bet the Nazi flag, the quote-unquote violence, everything else is being overblown because it's about the vaccine mandate. So,
and it's being orchestrated.
It's
all theater.
Exactly
right. Those are the paid protesters we see down here when that all goes down.
Exactly right.
By the way, speaking of USA, Britta Curl from Bismarck is heading to the Olympics. A daughter of a friend from Bismarck is on it. She's on her way to the Olympics as an injury replacement on the women's hockey team.
No kidding.
Pass that along. Yeah, Britta Curl is her name.
What a memory that'll be. I love it.
Go get them, Britta.
All right. Hey, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, we're here for you. Standing up for freedom. Call us at 800-228-0550. My friend Rick Santorum is here. He spent last week a couple of days in South Dakota standing up for freedom in the Convention of the States effort. Rick, nice to have you back. How are you?
Great to be with you and all the friends from the upper Midwest. Great to be here.
We call this Rick Santorum country, just so you know. We do remember that race against Mitt Romney, the one you won in Iowa, right, that they didn't tell you you won until much later. That's when the election integrity first started. And, of course, you came within inches of that nomination. Might have been a way to save us from the second term.
Of the states you just mentioned, I didn't run in Montana or South Dakota, but I did in North Dakota and Minnesota, and we won both those states. So I'm very excited about that.
Exactly right. This is Rick Santorum country. So tell us what we need to know. What is the Convention of the States, first of all?
Well, it's something our founders anticipated. You know, everyone talks about the wisdom of the founders and how they put together the Constitution and, you know, the branches of government and the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, all that kind of stuff. But they don't talk very often about how our founders understood that, you know, what they've established, you know, over the course of time can erode and change and the country can dramatically change. And one of the things they were most afraid of, because they saw it throughout history, is, it, you know, all these republics started out as republics and end up with emperors, end up with kings, end up with rulers. And that's the natural flow of things. So they put a provision in the Constitution to stop that from happening. And that provision is Article 5, which is obviously 1, 2, and 3 are the Congress, the President, and the Supreme Court. But Article 5 is how you amend the Constitution. And they get provided two ways. One, which you think we've seen over the course of our country's history, which is the Congress can propose amendments. But the second, which has never been used before, but was a failsafe. It was put in by George Mason, one of the founders, who said, look, we can't pass this. And he, you know, laid out what I just told you. You know, this country is going to be faced with at some point an ever increasing centralization of power They're going to get away from federalism. They're going to get away from states' rights. They're going to get away from individual liberty. And they're going to start putting all this power into one person. And that's what's happening in America today. And they put this provision to allow the state legislatures to call a convention to propose amendments, not to pass amendments, but simply to propose amendments and then send those amendments for ratification to the state. And so that's what we're calling for. It'd be the first time it was ever done on a nationwide basis. And it takes 34 states' legislatures to pass this resolution. North Dakota has done so, but South Dakota has not. The South Dakota State House has passed it, and now we're waiting for this week. There will be action this week in the Senate in South Dakota to determine whether South Dakota will be the 18th state to adopt this resolution, which would put us, you know, over the 50% mark. We had two states just a couple of weeks ago pass one. Wisconsin and Nebraska have passed it. As I mentioned before, North Dakota has already.
Yes.
We've got about five or six other states that are poised to pass it this year. We see some real momentum. You know, Joe Biden has provided that momentum in many respects because they're seeing this, you know, ignoring the Constitution, writing executive orders and rules and just, you know, doing whatever he wants to do and, you know, daring the Congress and the courts to stop him. This is not new. This is something that's just more of it, but we're very concerned that unless we start doing something now and get this in place, you know, we can lose our country.
Now, two things I want to know. What is the argument against doing this in the South Dakota Senate? Seems like a no-brainer to me. And second of all, if it's in place in South Dakota, and as you mentioned, then the few states that remain, five by my count after that, what remedy do we have against the tyranny of Joe Biden right now?
Yeah, so the only argument that I've heard is there's sort of two arguments. Number one, and they're sort of interesting. Number one is, you know, well, this convention could happen and we can have a runaway convention and people could change the entire Constitution. Well, number one, the resolution is very specific as to what amendments can be considered. There are three types of amendments that can be considered. Limiting terms of federal officials, that's judges, Congress, you know, presidential appointees, things like that. Number two, fiscal limitation, so a balanced budget or tax limitation or spending limitation amendment to the Constitution. And number three would be a limitation of power, so to limit the federal government's power, let's say in the area of education or the area of energy or whatever we would be, you know, on health, like, for example, mask mandates, things like that. So you can put provisions in there to limit the federal government. But they say, you know, once they meet, horrible things can happen. Okay, number one, you're gonna have 34 states calling this, and every liberal group in America is against this, and virtually every conservative group in America is for it. So if 34 states pass it, it's going to be passed by Republicans primarily, and that means 34 Republican states of the 50 will be Republicans sending delegates there. But assuming, you know, lightning strikes and some horrible amendment comes out of this convention has proposed to the state. Again, 38 states have to ratify it. So again, I don't see any, I've asked this question umpteen times to people. Name one amendment, number one, that could get 26 states to support it in the first place and then get 38 states to ratify it in the legislature. And they can't come up with anything. It's just a hypothetical, well, terrible things could happen. And to your point, we know terrible things are going to happen, that if we don't do this, we know that Washington is going to continue to aggregate power, and that power is going to continue to aggregate in the presidency. Because unfortunately, and this was one of the things that got me off my chair and actually out there working on this, what I saw 4 years ago, you know, prior to Biden, worried me as much as what I see with Biden. Not that I disagreed with anything that Donald Trump was doing. I liked virtually everything Donald Trump did. I didn't like the way he did it sometimes. He used executive orders. He actually, you know, did some things that were clearly, you know, unconstitutional, and he dared the courts to knock him down, and they did. But my point is, we cheered him doing that. Republicans cheered Donald Trump in basically ignoring the Constitution and doing things that were beyond his authority. That's what worried me most. Now, when our side is willing to throw away the Constitution to get what we want, that's a time when we need to take a step back and we need to actually do some things to take power out of Washington.
Folks, if you're in South Dakota, take the time today. This is something we can affect. There's a lot of work to be done on that. And as you mentioned, just getting about halfway there now, if we can get this with the states that are currently looking at it. But this is a long-term fix to say, let's never be in this mess again. Let's give the power.
This week. It's happening right now in the South Dakota Senate. I was there last week. The committee, a handful of Republicans blocked it from coming to the floor. There's going to be a vote either today or tomorrow to bypass the committee and bring it to the Senate floor, and then there'll be a vote within a day or two after that. So all of this happening this week, and I can tell you from the vote count, we need 18 votes to pass the Senate in South Dakota, and we think we're at 16, 17, 18. We're right on the bubble. And so please call your senator and let them know how you feel about this.
And when we come back and break, I'll just tell you how easy this is to do. I just did it now to find out who represents me. More.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Tom Hoagie, PGA golfer. You got Tom on the line yet, Daniel? Okay, you're going to give him a call right now. We'll join us in a moment. By the way, more on the South Dakota issue. If you go to just Google this or Bing it or whatever you do, search in the engine, okay? And all you need to do is say South Dakota senators. Okay, and the South Dakota legislature website will come up. There are 94 Republicans in the legislature in South Dakota, 11 Democrats. Did you hear what I just said? 94 Republicans, 11 Democrats, okay? And the Republicans in the Senate, if you go district by district, right there, can make the difference on this issue. In my mind, there's no reason South Dakota should not do convention of the states. A lot of work to do on this yet. A lot of work to do. But find out where your district is, and then ultimately contact them. They make it very easy on the website. You can also go to conventionofthestatessouthdakota.com. Is that what he said?
No, South Dakota COS.
OS. Yeah. South Dakota COS.com.
Yeah.
Okay, South Dakota COS, COS for Convention of the States, .com. And we'll have Senator Santorum back on tomorrow, because this is an all hands on deck situation for this week. North Dakota already passed it. South Dakota should too. All right. Tom Hoagie, PGA champion, Pebble Beach, on our Newsmaker line. Congratulations, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Sounds pretty good.
Golf clap.
Wow.
Golf clap.
That's a little more than a golf clap even there. That's pretty darn good. Wow, wow, wow. You made North Dakota proud yesterday, my friend. That was awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun to see all the text, calls, videos everybody was sending me after the round, and certainly felt all the support for everybody at North Dakota, and what a day.
So going in, you know, you're tied for second, and there's a big scrum in first and second place. And then before you even tee off, some guys, what's that guy's name again? Spieth? I always forget. only joking. Jordan Spieth, heck of a golfer. You know, he gets on fire. So when you tee off, what are you thinking about the challenge ahead of you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just going into the day, it was such a bunched up leaderboard. There's so many guys that you knew you had to play well in order to win. So you try not to focus on that a whole lot and just try to take care of kind of what I can control. And it wasn't the best of starts for me. You know, Pebble Beach, the first seven holes are very scoreable out there, so you've got to get off to a good start. And I had a pretty poor start, to be honest with you, and kind of felt like at that point I was out of the tournament, to be honest. And I think I was walking on the ninth hole. I finally was up in a leaderboard, and I was still only one back at that point. So it was kind of almost like I had some new life right there, and knew that if I could play well coming home, that we'd have a chance.
And you did just that. And unbelievable. How do you stay calm in a situation like that? Obviously, you've been in that hunt before. We talked to you after your second place finish not long ago. But this is Pebble Beach. This is the world of golf watching. What keeps you calm in a situation like that?
Yeah, more than anything, just experience being there in that situation. So like you said, we talked a few weeks ago. I was in Palm Springs in the final group as well. And felt pretty good that day. Made some nice putts coming home to finish second there. And, you know, all those experiences in the past where I've been there and haven't quite pulled it off all helped for a day like yesterday, you know, that I felt great the whole day. I felt calm. I felt pretty steady the whole day. And that's what you need. So, you know, even some of those putts coming down 16, 17, I was feeling great, you know, felt like just another day out there, and that's kind of what you need to get over the top. You know, I think it's why some of these big name guys win so many times, is they're so used to and comfortable in that situation, and they're in that situation a lot, and it makes it so much easier.
James McCarty, Big Game James, our sports director here with a couple of questions for the champ. Go ahead, James.
And definitely. Hey, Tom, I mean, it was an awesome tournament for you over the weekend. My big thing with it is, I mean, you turned pro in 2011, so you've been a pro for over a decade now. You came so darn close to winning a PGA Tour, an event. Even in the last couple of weeks, you finished second place. What does it feel like for you, just from an internal perspective, finally getting over that hump, and when that final putt went in and you were the champion of this tournament, especially a place like Pebble Beach, just how sweet was that for you?
Yeah, it was great. You know, you keep battling so hard that even now, it really hasn't sunk in that much, I would say, where, you know, we kind of pulled this one off. But starting to look ahead now, get into tournaments like the Masters and some more great, great tournaments and stuff I've always dreamt of playing in. So that's kind of where the fun hits for me. But, you know, more than anything, I would say the satisfaction is in hitting great shots, you know, one after another under pressure. And as I look back, you know, the back nine that I played was really – almost perfect swings one after another and then holing some nice putts. And so for me, that's where I take more satisfaction that, you know, I was in that moment, all the pressure was on me, and I pulled it off and stood up and did it finally. So, you know, just so many positives to draw off of. And it's also very motivating that so much fun being in that situation and want to get right back out there again this week in Phoenix and do it again.
Steve Hallstrom's here, too. We're all excited for you, Tom. Steve was doing a victory dance in his office yesterday when your competitor there ended up not making that big-time putt to get in the hunt there at the end. Questions for Tom?
Yeah, so, Tom, more a story than anything else. We had John Dahl on Bonnie and Friends on WDAY this morning, where I do my morning radio show now, and I said, could you see this coming? And John says, let me tell you a story. He says, a couple of weeks ago, Tom came down to Scottsdale, and we hit some balls in the morning, had lunch, went out and played eight holes. And he said, after that, I went to the local sports book, and I bet that Tom Hoagie was going to win a tournament sometime in the near future because he was absolutely striping it. You've worked with John a lot. I know he's been a big source of inspiration and a great teammate and friend for you for a long time.
Yeah, you know, John's been the guy that I trust most in my golf game going back, you know, since I was growing up. And you know, such great eye. He's seen so many golfers come through. But, you know, I ended last year with a fourth place finish at Sea Island right before Thanksgiving. We had a little break. And like I said, when you get in the hunt in these big tournaments, it's so motivating that you want to get back there. And that kind of propelled me to work real hard this off season. And, you know, it kind of started in the gym with a trainer back in Fort Worth. And, you know, it's that extra 10% that can get you over the hump sometimes. So I tried to put in everything I had there and then came out a few weeks before going to Hawaii here. See, you know, I was in Scottsdale practicing. My mom was here in Phoenix. And we saw John for a few days, but I just always just try to keep working really hard. You know, you never know where that slight edge is going to be that can take me from finishing fourth and second to that one or two shots over the course of the tournament.
Well, I told John. Oh, sorry, Tom. I told John next time he goes to the sports book, let me know because I went in on that action.
You'd better take me.
Yeah.
Here's my big question. How much more are Ike Bailey and Bell Bank going to have to pay next year?
No, they've been great standing by me for a long time, so I was happy that they had a great day as well. And, you know, just so much excitement from everyone in Fargo. It's been a lot of fun here for the last 24 hours or so.
Well, all of North Dakota was with you yesterday, and you were amazing. You made us all proud. So, Tom, congratulations, and one win could lead to a second win and a lot
buddy.
More wins. So, we're really proud of you. Thanks a ton.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you. Tom Hoagie, Pebble Beach PGA Championship. And you notice how calm he said, yeah, the Masters now coming up, right?
He's a flatliner, man. I don't know.
Exactly.
He didn't cry. He didn't get emotional afterwards. Jesse goes, yeah, it just feels pretty good. I go, okay. That's a North Dakota boy, right?
I still can't get over Nick Faldo, Jim Nance, and Jordan Spieth all talking about him. You know, unbelievable. That was great. More coming up, folks.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Your gift can go further on Giving Hearts Day thanks to Charity Match Dollars. Give now through February 10th to maximize your donation.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept the full responsibility for my actions and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. Up in Canada, Ottawa declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to thousands turning out for a second weekend of demonstrations against COVID-19 mandates. The Washington Post is reporting protests included road blockages, fireworks, driving on sidewalks, and constant horn honking by truckers. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, waiting for you. What's for lunch today? At PetroServe USA, chicken pot pie, 12th Avenue, Swedish meatballs, downtown Fargo, NP Avenue, breakfast hot dish in West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I can hardly wait. Scallop, potatoes, and ham. Do they do that well or what in Valley City? PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Also, our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too can reduce your chances of getting all the bad stuff. Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease. They are a wellness factory. That's what they are. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Do some research on this or talk with the folks at Hot Spring Spas. They'll help you. Whatever it is, a sauna, a spa, a hot tub. The immune system is the engine that keeps you healthy. And if you can do anything that helps that immune system, and they have the tools at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. A sauna does it, a hot tub does it. They're in West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Michael and Larimore with a question or comment. Go ahead, Michael, you're up.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Michael, how are you?
Good. I was calling on the comment after the guy talking about the Convention of States.
Yes.
I believe that is a bad move at this time in Johnson. Not saying that we shouldn't do it in the future, but I don't think we should be doing that now. The reason I say that is because the reasons because of Biden, whatever. The problem is that we are not doing what we need to do now. It should be back down to the states to we the people. So,
well, that's what the Convention of the States does, though, Michael. It puts the power back in the states.
Right, but it should fix it then. In other words, the people in those states need to start fixing within that state. We have a lot of Republicans. They say they're Republicans, but they're not. They're better known as Rhino. That's what we have, the name Rhino. Republican in name only. They are not standing on Republican principles or the Constitution. If they did, we wouldn't have thrown Trump underneath the bus. We would have fixed the election of 2020. We would have not have these exorbitant spending. So obviously, just because you have a R behind your name doesn't mean that you're going to be standing on those principles. I think we just need to get more people involved right now.
I think what you're speaking is makes perfect sense. Getting more people involved and Republicans returning to the roots of the Constitution, wherever they are not doing that. I'm not a big fan of the Rhino term because I think if everybody's a Rhino, then nobody's a Rhino.
There's people that say, hey, look, I stand on the Constitution.
Okay, well, give me an example. Give me an example in North Dakota of somebody you believe is 100% a Rhino.
Our governor. A matter of fact, he's not just a Rhino. I believe he's a globalist.
All right. Well, what about the governor do you think is the best example of his time governing that makes him a rhino? By the way, I would argue a few things. Every piece of pro-life legislation before him signed, okay? Probably was going to spend less than the legislature spent. All right.
Look, so they spent so far. I mean,
fiscal conservative more so than much of the legislature. But just give me an argument to that. Where is the glaring dashboard light? He's a rhino.
Okay, more of a globalist. I believe he's a globalist.
What is a globalist?
Which is they believe in reducing the population, believing that they're the elitist. And if you look at what has been going on. Yeah, as far as going in and I'm going to say buttering up with the Chinese, whereas we already talked, the Chinese are very, very embedded in North Dakota and downtown Fargo, trying to come to Grand Forks on the west side of the state. That is not looking for the benefit of the people of North Dakota. North Dakota people should be the main focus, not a Chinese company or a Chinese CCP. He supports the CCP, the Bank of North Dakota, has 37 investments in China itself. Why aren't they investing in North Dakota? Why is they investing in the United States?
All right. So a few specific things you're mentioning I could tackle with our next guest. We're not going to finish this today. I think Convention of the States is a way to go down the path of saying, wow, we're going to stop this. Another Rick Santorum did a pretty good job explaining it. I don't see any risk in South Dakota joining its voice to North Dakota. I really don't. Is there other ways to fix it sooner? Absolutely. And on that, I applaud you. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate the call. All right, 23 before the top of the hour, our guest till the top is James Lamont. He is the Commerce Commissioner of the state of North Dakota. James, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Scott. How about yourself?
Good. So you can answer a part of this caller's question related to Chinese investment. As we look at $25 billion in deals proposed for North Dakota that are sort of in the process, does that sound about right?
It's a little north of $30 billion, but, I mean, what's ballpark it's
huge. What's $5 billion, right? Yeah. No, but when you talk about $30 billion in projects, that's actively, hey, if this happens, we'll locate there and we'll invest X. What does it mean to say $30 billion in deals are under consideration for North Dakota right now?
Yeah, so if you were to look at it from that prism, the number is actually north of $50 billion. The $30 billion is actually projects that have passed some threshold that makes us feel some level of comfort, either because they have financing behind them or they're legitimate projects or, I mean, there's some trigger. So the hit rate, basically the actual relationship management, the day-to-day, we're working with this company, that company, et cetera, totals and
excess. This isn't somebody kicking the tires. This is a project that's pretty close to being lit up.
Absolutely. Either has already been announced or is in the process of getting closer to that.
$30 billion.
Correct.
Yeah, that's pretty extraordinary. And would you say what percentage of that $30 billion would be foreign investment?
Probably two-thirds. I mean, when you look at the state of North Dakota's economy, we have fewer than 800,000 people, yet we're number one in 12, the largest crops. We produce a lot of energy, so we naturally don't. We only consume about 3% of what we produce for energy. So in essence, the oil has to go somewhere, typically to the Gulf of Mexico, and then it leaves, obviously, the United States. Same thing with products that we produce on farms. They hop in hopper cars, or they'll end up in Connexes, and then they'll ship outside of a port. So a majority of what the state does, obviously, is export-driven. And so as a result, you naturally have a lot of companies that want to reinvest in infrastructure.
So this caller said, why do we need foreign investors? Obviously, any project that is U.S.-owned, I'm sure the governor, everybody here would be jumping up and down saying fantastic, but you don't get to pick where the investment is coming from. You can decide whether to take it or not. But what do you think is holding back U.S. companies from being the investors in these?
So when I said two-thirds, actually a majority of those are U.S. companies with parent companies elsewhere, whether it's Canada, Japan, Europe, typically, et cetera. So we do a majority of our business development work and capital attraction domestically. So I'm heading to D.C. tomorrow. I'll be in Houston next week, the energy capital of the country. But a lot of these companies have foreign company parents, basically, that have bought them. A good example would be like Bobcat Doosan. It's a North Dakota company, but we have a Korean parent. So it's kind of just the way of the world in terms of, you know, where energy is sold, where agricultural products are sold. But a majority of that ends up getting consumed either domestically on the coasts, or it'll end up on a hopper car and then subsequently in a Connex and over to Asia or Europe or something.
And I would say, I don't think North Dakota has the luxury of saying, you know what, you can only be U.S.-owned, U.S.-based to invest in this, because we would then quickly become an island, would we not?
We'd become a very poor island, actually, because we are extremely dependent, depending on what measure you look at, anywhere from second to fifth, we have a dependence on exports. It's just, like I said, we use about 30,000 barrels a day in the state of North Dakota of oil, but we produce over 1 million. So the oil's got to go somewhere. And so we have to sell. Same thing with our electrons. We sell them to Minnesota, sell them to Chicago. Because we produce so much here, we have to sell them to somebody.
You know, one thing that concerns me is some of the the challenging investments, say China, for example. Right? We know that the Chinese do not invest in the U.S. unless the CCP says, yeah, go ahead and do this, right? So you've got to be cautious. But sometimes I see them being able to take advantage of the fact that we have ESG, which is obviously becoming a huge, I would call it, restriction on investment, especially in areas that are important to North Dakota, ag and energy, as an example. You know, what's your ESG footprint? The Chinese don't need to worry about that. But if you're the Commerce Commissioner of the state of North Dakota, you've got to decide, does this fit for us? Does it make sense? Does the investment make sense? You've got to play within the rules. But we could level the playing field better as American companies, for American companies, as an American government, couldn't we?
I agree. And actually, the state's been super proactive. So that's why you're seeing the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. You're seeing bank products. You're seeing new reinvestment requirements from a legacy fund. So the state's trying to incent domestic and really North Dakotan investors through the creation of these programs. With the example, I don't know much about what goes on in China. What typically happens is you end up with a North American company, typically a site selector, that says, hey, I've got a client. You never know the client until, you know, close to the very end, that is interested in X, Y, and Z infrastructure, feedstock, whatever. And then as you get closer, you end up being introduced to a company, and it's usually a North American company, again, going back to the parent somewhere else. So in reality, a majority of the foreign direct investment is really run through places like Illinois or Texas or Denver. So it's really difficult to discern where it's actually coming from.
So in the case of the Chinese, if they locate here, what are the there's a corn milling plant. Been in the news. Fufeng is the investor. It's a Chinese company. They happen to be located, or would like to locate, in Grand Forks, right? There's also an Air Force base there. What are the protocols? What are the things where you safeguard and know, hey, it is Chinese investment, it's CCP, let's go to this next level of due diligence, if you will, to make sure that we are not compromising U.S. assets?
So two things. One, we deal with a company in Illinois. That's their sort of Fufeng, you know, USA. But here's what I can tell you. I actually worked in the intelligence community for over a decade. And what will likely happen, if it hasn't already happened, is someone from the Department of Defense will do a counterintelligence analysis on foreign intelligence services. And they'll work with the appropriate the Air Force Office of Special Investigations or the Defense Intelligence Agency to determine if there's a challenge. And at that point, you may see something from the federal government. But the State Department of Commerce, obviously, we're not in that business. But I could tell you someone's
probably... There's a process.
There's a federal process.
Yeah, there's a federal process. It doesn't happen unless there are protocols that have been checked to be able to say yes.
Or it might, and they'll do the appropriate upgrades at the Air Force installation.
Got it. All right. All right, we'll take a quick break. Back with more with James LeMond on some of the $30 billion in deals that are in the hopper for North Dakota. An exciting time. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced steel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Great time to check out over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes and models. That lifetime powertrain warranty is free, and the finance rates are some of the lowest you might ever see again, especially if you listen to the news and know, might want to go check it out now. Schwann, Buick, GMC.com.
Back with the Commerce Commissioner of the great state of North Dakota, James Lamon, is here. By the way, I've heard your name said Lehman, Lamon. What is officially the right way to say your last name?
It's Lamon.
Okay, I'm saying it right.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
All right, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those that has a few pronunciations.
It does. There's an accent. It's an old Iberian name. So Spain. Anyway. Yeah, it's not some. I accept any way people pronounce it. So.
And James is a veteran.
Yeah.
You joined the Army, right?
I did.
Very young?
I was 10 days out of high school.
10 days out of high school.
Yeah.
That's a patriot right there.
10 days, and a year later, the world changed.
And, yeah, no kidding. And tell us your path here.
Absolutely.
It's a good story.
Yeah, so long and short, joined the Army 10 days out of high school. Grew up right across from the Twin Towers, so really hit home. Did my first deployment, Operation Enduring Freedom, when I was 19. I was what they call the human intelligence collector. And did almost 11 years in the intelligence community, and then went ahead and tried some new things. And ended up as a city administrator in our region, pursuing a PhD at NDSU in supply chains and logistics. And about a year ago, I was offered the opportunity to become Commerce Commissioner and wouldn't trade it for the world.
And North Dakota is a, shall we say, the soil, if you will, is a popular spot right now. Because ag is already, has always been our 800-pound gorilla, right? It really has. And just the pillar of North Dakota's economy. And we have such, we have the Silicon Valley of ag, really, right?
We do. Actually, everything from air, ground, to even middle space assets. Autonomous systems. When you think about unmanned systems, the investments we've made in this state, our precision agriculture, our ability basically to do scientific analysis that nobody else really can, has enabled us to attract several dozen companies, actually, and accelerate that growth. In fact, we recently made an award to the Grand Farm for $10 million that was appropriated last November. But this is going to accelerate the autonomy, better yields. I mean, this is a really special time to be in the state.
And in energy, but what's funny, what you're mentioning there, ag and technology and energy and technology are changing everything. I mean, you could almost say that technology has become a whole third leg now with what's going up, Grand Forks, UAS, and the Air Force Base, new mission, and everything else. But technology is pretty much touching everything and transforming all these industries, right?
Well, Scott, when we talked about those $25 or $30 billion in projects, all of them are clean tech. So these are major investments that are being made utilizing our existing assets, our gas, our oil, or soy to oil, or corn to jet fuel, you name it, using existing assets, using new tech, to produce something that the world wants. And that's the beauty of all these projects. It's not magic. It's just great tech, high-grade investment coming from all over the country and green bonds and things like that. But they're investing in our future. And as gas becomes stronger in terms of its ratio for every oil produced, we have to find a home for that gas. And now we're doing that, and that's why you're seeing these major investments that are being made for surface, you know, sustainable aviation fuels, for you name it, it's all happening here. And the really cool part, Scott, is every part of the state is seeing some of this, from the southeast to the south central to the far southwest, Williston area, naturally, the Minot area. And so it's really geographically Grand Forks hitting every community in this state and enabling us to control our basis for farming, to control our energy prices, and to create arguably the cleanest barrel of oil in the country so that we can charge higher premiums for it.
Only about a minute left. I want to know about this $150 million investment by the legislature in the natural gas pipeline and how that's tracking. Is the private sector, interest now to say, hey, that's enough for us to commit to be part of this? And what will it unlock?
Seven companies have expressed interest, and they're doing analysis. What will unlock is this: less gas that the West has to worry about as we produce more. More opportunities in the eastern part of the state that we can compete for versus Bakken gas in Iowa, Bakken gas in Nebraska. Now we could grow industries in all parts of the state using one of our most important natural resources, which is gas. And that's what that pipeline is going to enable.
Wow. There's a lot to love there.
There is.
What's the next big announcement?
I think the next big announcement is probably going to be somewhere in another crypto type operation.
Which is similar to what was announced recently in Williston.
Similar, but less on the flare gas, more on traditional energy sources.
Wow. Keep us interested, right?
You bet.
Thank you, James.
Thanks for having me, Scott. I really appreciate
James
it.
James Mon, a lot to get excited about there, folks. We brought to you today in part by our friends from the, I would argue, one of the best breeders out there, the Wilkinson Farms Simmentals. Breeding auctions coming up Wednesday at the CB Sale Facility, 1 o'clock.
What do you think? Should we buy a beef?
I think so.
Let's buy a beef.
This is their 24th annual production sale. These folks have been doing this, obviously, for 24 years, but more importantly, how they've done what they've done. And while there have been challenging times, these folks just keep going. And tell you what, their bull sale is offering maybe a little bit smaller, but the quality is incredible this year. So they are delivering genetics to cover all of the bases. I want you to go to the website, find out more about this, and then join us again. CB Sale Facility. They've got lodging lined up in Jamestown if you're coming in from outside the region. And all those details are online. Wilkinson
WilkinsonFarmsSimmentals.com. Okay, WilkinsonFarmsSimmentals.com. Big day Wednesday. It's only 2 days away. Breeding for the Future that will be at that CB sale facility. Red and black Simmental and Semi-Angus Bulls. We're going to have us some fun on Wednesday for the Bull Sale. And, of course, Giving Hearts Day on Thursday. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
If you want to add value to your calves with the bulls you buy, our bulls can do that. At Wilkinson Farm Simmental's 24th Annual Breeding for the Future Production Sale, Wednesday, February 9th. Are you looking for bulls that add pounds yet calve easy? Is the idea of improving the quality of a sizzling steak music to your hungry ears? Do you feel like maternal qualities make the difference? And are you seeking to implement them into your progressive herd? Our breed-leading bulls can do all that. This is Aaron Schlinker. You can find the bulls that boost your program from the get-go to the grill at Wilkinson Farm Simmental's 24th Annual Breeding for the Future Production Sale, Wednesday, February 9th, at 1 p.m., located at CBarbie's Sale Facility. Check out our videos at DV Auction, updates on Facebook, and additional info at WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com.
See you at our production sale.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.